Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Darren Williams of NCBA joining us. We're talking NBA in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
One of the many, many folks we caught up with at this year's National FFA Convention and Expo in Louisville, Kentucky, was our friend Darren Williams of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We talked with Darren about what's going on with the MBA, the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program, and his efforts to get FFA involved in this advocacy program.
Absolutely. Actually, Ron, we're launching MBA 2.0, the next generation of the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program, a whole series of five new courses that, of course, all of the FFA kids would be eligible to go through at no cost. It's a beef checkoff funded program. And all of the existing 5,500 MBA graduates across the country will be able to go in and update their information about things like the sustainability of beef production, you know, just how beef is raised from pasture to plate, and how to talk to consumers, really, most importantly, about those issues.
Regarding the new elements, the idea is to try to keep folks engaged in a conversation, right?
Exactly. You know, we know that consumers have a lot of questions about where their food comes from, and meat in particular, and beef especially, because, you know, beef, we'll hear a lot of stuff about beef is very resource intensive, or you know, concerns about the treatment of animals. And when these kids go to show cattle, for example, they'll have consumers come up and ask them questions about stuff like that. The MBA program, Masters of Beef Advocacy Program, will help them prepare them to answer those questions with facts and figures, but also talks about the need to just listen and listen to their concerns and acknowledge their concerns and do the best job they can to answer their question.
FFA and MBA, you've really, I know, kind of a sweet spot of getting a lot of FFA members engaged.
That's right, and it all started in Oklahoma with a pilot project a couple years ago. The Oklahoma Beef Council, we did a pilot project with the state Oklahoma FFA and chapters in the state, and we had a couple hundred high school kids go through that program. You know, and what we really found was the FFA advisors love the program because it gives them five teaching modules that they can use in the classroom. Each one of the modules is designed to last about the time of one class period. So even if they're here at the convention this week and they have a substitute teacher back home, they could be using the MBA program to teach the students back in Oklahoma. Well, one of the big focuses for 2015 is going to be making sure that we get those 5,500-plus graduates out there and make sure they're getting out and getting engaged in their communities, getting engaged in social media to answer those consumer questions. And, you know, going through the program is great. You learn a lot of valuable information, but we want to make sure they're taking that information and putting it to good use.
And Darren Williams says that while some folks want to pit big agriculture versus little or natural agriculture versus conventionally produced agriculture, it's important, he believes, that we bring agriculture together. And he says that MBA is one way to try to get that done.
One of the great things about the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program is we have graduates who are small, local, grass-fed producers, and we have graduates who represent large-scale commodity beef production, grass-fed and grain-finished production. And we have the opportunity, in many cases, to reach out to them and say, hey, let's stop marketing against each other and stop talking about big, you know, versus small, or good production versus bad production. And let's work together to find a way to produce enough food to feed the world. There's an organic agriculture exhibit here, and I had a discussion with those folks because they've got a sign that says boycott factory farming on their booth, you know, and go organic. I told them I don't appreciate that type of negative image marketing because it doesn't do us any good in this conversation with consumers for us to be fighting with each other, farmers fighting with other farmers, about what's the right and wrong way to produce food. And what we try to preach, what I preach personally, is that there is not a right and a wrong way. It really depends on the resources you have and what part of the country you're in and the land that was passed down to you from the previous generation, and your ability to make the best use of those resources.
From the National FFA Expo, a part of the FFA convention in Louisville this last week, talking MBA with Darren Williams of NCBA. That is your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.